And welcome back to the Everyday Joy podcast. I'm your host, Ash Owen, and I cannot wait to find moments of joy with you today. If you don't already know, one of the best ways that more people can find out about our podcast is to share it, is to repost the episodes on social media. So why don't, after listening to today's episode, you jump on Instagram, you jump on Facebook, and share today's episode. Tag us at Everyday Joy Pod, and we would love to see what you are loving about our podcast. I cannot wait for you to hear the word of God, so let's get ready to dive into today's episode.
Ecclesiastes 5:2 MSG version. Don't shoot off your mouth or speak before you think. Don't be too quick to tell God what you think he wants to hear. God's in charge, not you. The less you speak, the better.
We have to start this podcast off right away by just acknowledging I love a good savage scripture.
So savage.
I just think scriptures like this just humble me so quick.
Right.
I'm like, wow, the Lord is so fun. Sometimes there's some fun, like when you read particularly the Gospels, I have a good laugh sometimes. Some of the ways that like Jesus has said things or the disciples display things, I'm like, wow, that is hilarious.
Yeah, I would have been like, shush, don't say anything. No, let them speak.
He's like, God's in charge, not you, which is the truth, but it sounds savage. It is. I think for this verse, the minute I hear it, like I said, I am humbled. I speak far too much sometimes. Hilarious that I just am talking on a podcast every single day. But I think that it can be so easy to just talk and talk and talk and not actually think, not actually dwell on the words that you're saying before they come out of your mouth.
Yes.
And I also think this verse has multiple layers. So first off, it says, don't shoot off your mouth or speak before you think.
Eek.
Number one, like, we need to learn how to control our tongue. The second one then says, don't be too quick to tell God what you think he wants to hear.
Oops.
You know, like, there's this verse and it says, like, God searches the heart. It's so easy to talk the talk, but are we actually going to walk the walk? You know, we can't be so quick to be like, yes, God, I do this, or I trust you, or this is what I think. But if we don't believe it, or we're just trying to be in control of our lives, we're not actually trusting God. Mm-hmm. We're not actually leaning into what he has for us. And then at the end of it, the last little bit, God is in charge, not you. The less you speak, the better.
Yes.
Humbled.
Very humbled. God's telling it as the way it is.
It's good though. Sometimes I think we need that direct, like, I don't know, that direct instruction.
Yeah.
And I'm not thinking God's saying never speak. He's just saying
less
and learn how to listen first.
Yeah.
So much of our relationship with God is actually about listening.
Mm-hmm.
But how often is it not about listening? How often is it about what we're doing, how we're serving, which they're good things. They're all good things. But often it's actually going, okay, there's that verse and it's like, be quick to listen, slow to speak and slow to anger. It's a verse I learned as a kid. But it's the exact same. We need to learn, listen, speak after that. And when you do that, you're not going to be saying things that you're going to regret or don't mean or don't understand.
Yeah, yeah. 100% agree. I love how you listed everything off because I'm like, oh, sorry, God.
Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry about that.
And it's true. And it's so incredibly true. And I am the first to admit I'm not perfect. And that's when I read this, I'm like, yes, okay, God knows. I can't hide from God. I think it's easy for me to quickly say it rather than act it, because saying is easier. Saying is logic, or sometimes logic, depending what emotions
depends on
that.
How high your emotions are.
But it's all about the acting, and that's what my first impression is. Okay, how am I showing God's love? How am I showing to God instead of just sitting there praying and using words? Am I really showing in my heart? Am I really showing in, you know, my hands and my feet? That's my first impressions.
Yeah. Oh, I think when I hear this, it really shows me that God wants us to be intentional. And he wants us to
let go of control.
Yeah.
Which are two things that I can be very challenged by.
Yeah.
I think that, I don't know, it reminds me of a season, and I have spoken a bit about this before, but it was a season I went through with a friend,
mm-hmm.
and our relationship had been tense for a while, and I was getting so frustrated, and I would say that, like, I was telling God what I thought he wanted to hear. I was like, no, I've forgiven them. No, I'm good. Yeah. No, they're just this, this, and this. It's fine. I see that they're struggling with things. Like I said all the things that I knew was the right thing to say.
Yeah.
But deep in my heart, man, I was still angry and hurt and frustrated. And I remember in this moment, I was still seeing this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they said something to me in a scenario, and I in all honesty, I just lost my composure, and I didn't yell, I didn't scream, like it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But I just talked, and I expressed at the time what I thought was me being very justifiably upset and angry. But I was so quick to speak and so, so quick to listen that I didn't make a good call.
Mm-hmm.
And I listed off all the ways this person was upsetting me. I listed off all the ways this person had been terrible. I listed off all the ways this person had hurt me. And in doing that, I articulated things that I didn't mean.
Yeah.
I articulated, in the heat of the moment, I wasn't able to express that I still loved them, but that I was angry with how they had treated me.
Yeah.
So the reaction of that conversation, although I meant it to be, it's like me expressing why we distanced in relationship, ended up causing even greater of a division.
Yeah.
And I regret it so much.
Yeah.
And I think back to verses like this where I go, man, I'm not in charge. I don't need to take things into my own hands.
Yeah.
I don't need to be right. I don't need to have my reasons for being upset justified. Like, and it goes back to our episode the other day, trust God. It's better to trust God than depend on people.
Yeah.
I think that if in that season I had of trusted God over trusted my control and my ability to communicate and my ability to speak, it would be a very different situation.
Yeah.
And so I think for people listening, if you can get anything out of today's episode, take the time to listen.
Yep, 100%.
Don't be too quick to speak. Don't be too quick to say the Christian words but not believe it in your heart.
Yeah.
Take the time to realize that God is in charge. It's like a blend of yesterday's episode and today's episode. Take the time to trust that God is in control, that God knows the scenario, and give it over to him.
Yep.
You know, don't shoot your mouth off or speak before you think. Don't be too quick to tell God what you think he wants to hear. God is in charge, not you. The less you speak, the better. Man, this is a reality check for so many of us. We all love to talk. We all love to be right. We all love to do what we think is right. But sometimes it takes a moment where we actually check. We actually sit in the quiet and we listen before we speak. Whether you're going into a busy day, whether you're going into maybe a difficult discussion with someone, take the time to realize God is in control. God is in charge. We don't have to keep speaking. We don't have to keep rambling. Let God be the center of our conversations. I hope today's episode helps you and equips you. I hope that it encourages you and that we're able to listen rather than just speak in every scenario. I cannot wait to dive even deeper into the Word of God with you tomorrow. But until then, I pray you're able to find moments of joy.